Death is not the end, Daddy. Coming up next, right here on The Right Stuff.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J., and I want to introduce you to our month of Halloween, but we're not really celebrating Halloween the devil's way. We're celebrating it the Lord's way, where we're talking to Christian authors who write darker fiction that show and point toward the light. And today is no exception with my guest co-host and contributor, Nate Allen. He is the author of the book, Death is Not the End, Daddy, and it's told from the perspective of two men, one who is a serial killer and one who is one of the fathers of one of his victims. But it's not quite what it seems, and you'll find out more when you get your copy of Death is Not the End, Daddy, today. It's available for free on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold, so make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy today. Particularly today, it's free on Kindle. Before I go any further, I definitely want to thank all of you for your support. My newest release is coming out. It's my first release I've ever done with my twin sister, Lynette Roman. It's called Shattered Illusion, and it's book zero of the Seven Mafia Brides for Seven Brothers series that we and seven other authors have come together and written these stories. So if you like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, the movie, you'll definitely like our series, Seven Mafia Brides for Seven Brothers. We had a really great time with that series. You can pre-order your copy today and get a copy of that. And let me tell you, I'm looking forward to your support. It's already gotten a lot of people have already downloaded the pre-order. Be one of the ones to find out what all the fuss is about. As always, if you want to weigh in on a topic, you certainly can by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press 1 to be live on air. Or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag Right Stuff, with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guests on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious. We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Hi, is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next book club meeting? Literizations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use a discussion question. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, L-I-T, SimplySaidReadingAccessories.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories. Thank you.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for a new reader to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com. or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to our show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, I am so very glad you are here with me today. We are talking to my wonderful guest co-host and contributor today, Nate Allen. He is the author of the book, Death is Not the End, Daddy. If you like a spine-tingling thriller, this is the one for you. This book starts off running, and guess what? You are not going to stop running until you get to the end. It's available for free on Amazon.com, so make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy today. Nate's going to tell us how long the book is going to be free for, so you definitely want to stay tuned to see how long you have to get a free copy of this book. As most of you know, Peter Younghusband from Perspective by Peter was the one that connected Nate and I, and we talked about Nate's book sometime last year called The Counterfeit, and Pete insists that this book is Nate Allen's best. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest co-host and contributor today, Nate Allen. Nate, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Howard. Thanks for having me on the show.
I am so glad that you are back here with me again today. It's been absolutely just wonderful to have you, because I like to have my Christian authors who write darker fiction often showcased during the month of Halloween, because so often, and maybe those of us who we don't see Halloween as a big deal, but a lot of times the Satan is kind of glorified. And like Mike Duran has said, why should Satan have all the fun? You know what I mean? Why should Satan be the only one to glorify during a dark time? When God made the darkness, if you think about it, God made light and He made the dark. So even God in that gets the glory, but we forget that sometimes. And so with this book, Death is Not the End, Daddy, you are taking us on a roller coaster ride. As I was reading the story, my heart is in my throat. I am crying. I'm feeling so many different emotions in this book. But our guest is going to tell us more about that later on in the broadcast. But what I want to do, Nate, right now is give people an opportunity to know who you are. So go ahead and tell us who you are in your own words.
Well, I'm a Christian writer that tries to push kind of the boundaries of what a Christian story can be.
Mm-hmm.
I try to use the dark as a tool to bring the light into my stories. Because I think if you can't sell the darkness, if you don't believe it, then the light means very little. You don't want it to seem like you're being preached to, but you want it to be where somebody's going through a real struggle and a very real God comes and, you know, delivers them or reaches out to them in it, because that's what we all experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being being a Christian doesn't mean things are easy. You know, life is still very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Only difference is we now have hope, you know, hope in Christ.
That's an important topic, especially in this book, Death is Not the End, Daddy. Again, available for free today on Amazon.com. And you can also get a copy of this book wherever books are sold. But one thing that you do experience in Death is Not the End, Daddy is the fact that even though Matthew Mills is a Christian, he is still struggling with his faith, particularly because he's had tragedy after tragedy hit him. And so he's in the place where he's vulnerable, he's weak, and he's heartbroken. And what happens is that while he's heartbroken, Satan attacks. And sometimes it happens that way. You know, Satan attacks or the things around us start to weigh us down.
Yeah.
And I think that comes from a place of experience for your own self, Nate, that you're here, you are, you're down, you're out, you're on the floor, you're covered in mud prints of someone walking all over you, and then Satan comes in here and kicks you in the face, you know? And so
yeah.
You're like, you know, I'm doing great right now. Can't you tell,
yeah.
You know? So let's talk about
yeah.
that really quickly, because I think it's very important when people hear the fact that you are writing about Christianity from a very dark place. In this case, it's poor, but it's from a dark place, but you're showing that even in the darkness, the light still shines through. You know, so tell us a little bit about why this theme is so important in your works, because you write a lot of dark works. So tell us why that theme
yeah.
is so important.
Well, I really need readers to kind of stretch their bounds when it comes to my stories, because I don't pull any punches. Because life doesn't pull any punches, you know. Life doesn't care that you're Christian or not. And I don't like the syrupy sweet nature of a lot of Christian stories. Like, there's definitely a place for them, but there's a place for dark ones as well, for people who have not had a real easy go at it. And there can be a great story that comes from, you know, pain. Pain creates some of the strongest stories out there, most profound. And the reason I deal with dark is that's kind of what I know. You know, my life hasn't been real easy, but I've walked with Christ since I was 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I know him in many different ways. Like, I know him as a best friend, and then as a friend who kind of walked away from me, or it seemed like he walked away after my dad passed away. So there's so many pieces of me in this story, especially, both in John and in Matthew, that I'm working through different things throughout it. Because there's really two stories to tell, or that are told, and Death is Not the End, Daddy. And yes, like Peter was saying, I truly believe it is my best. It is just my most complete. It's a simple concept, but it has a lot of power behind it, I believe. And I don't think there's many stories out there like it. I just think it's very unique.
You may mention that this story has personal things that are attached to you. And you talk about, you know, like your father passed away, how you felt that God had been away from you. And these are exact feelings that Matthew has, like God is not there. And we know that it's when we feel that way that he's probably the most closest to us, but it doesn't feel that way, particularly when you're going through something traumatic. Now, I like the fact that you said the concept of this story in and of itself is pretty simple. We have a serial killer and we have a father. And, you know, you deal with these two men on two different aspects of the road, okay? And so let's talk about manhood for a second, because manhood, to me, as I was reading Death Is Not the End, Daddy, again, for those of you listening, it's available for free today on Amazon.com, or pick up a copy wherever books are sold. As I was reading it, it was almost a story of two fathers, one that was existent, one that was non-existent, and then ones that had a place in their life and hadn't. So let's talk about manhood. Are you in some underlying way exploring manhood through these two characters?
I definitely think you're exploring kind of like how you're brought up leads you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things that you find out about John throughout the story to kind of fill in the pieces of how he became the way he is. But, even with Matthew, I think you start with someone whose faith has gone through a lot as it is after losing his dad and everything, and then you now pick up with him a week after his wife has had her second miscarriage in the last few years. And he's just kind of at the end of his rope. And when Marcy disappears, you know, that's his only light really left. And it really stretches his faith. I mean, yes, it is about manhood in a sense, but it's really more about different levels of faith and really kind of putting a foot to the fire, I guess, for a man of faith. What will you do if the thing you love the most is taken away? Like, will you mm-hmm. remain strong in your faith, or will you turn away? And then on the flip side, you have John's story, which is about this man who's just been, you know, he's pretty non-existent. He's just kind of like a ghost, and he's just this kind of monster that does he's himself. And he is pretty monstrous, but he's also a prisoner of Teddy. And you just kind of see how these two stories together work and how God works through even the strangest circumstances.
One thing I told you before the broadcast, and I'll let my listeners know, I already don't like dolls. I already don't like stuffed animals. Best believe by the time you finish Death Is Not the End, Daddy, you're not going to like dolls and teddy bears either, okay? As a matter of fact, I told Nate, I said, if the Lord ever gives me children, they will never have stuffed dolls. They will never have stuffed animals. They will have plushable books, you know what I mean? Plushable books that can hold and squeeze them and do that, but they'll never have dolls. But I never liked dolls anyway. That's like the one movie I cannot watch. Doll movies. I cannot watch doll movies.
Yeah.
I can't, you know. And even now, like, I could watch a monster movie faster than I could watch a doll movie, by the way. And I'm kind of glad you changed the cover of this book, too, because when I saw the bear, your first cover, I couldn't. It's like, I can't even read this book. Bear's staring at me.
It's a very hard story to kind of nail down,
mm-hmm.
like, cover-wise, because mm-hmm. there's a lot going on. So, yeah, I just decided to just make kind of a simple back, like black back, and just the letters.
Just kind of do the font graphics, which are amazing. I like how you have the same, your Nate Allen signature, too, throughout all your books. That's like your signature and your brand, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Like in the counterfeit, you know, you did that with the counterfeit. So, yeah.
I have to do a little shout-out. Like, Ben Wolf really helped me kind of come up with that whole design.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So just a thank you to him for his time.
Oh, Ben was amazing. He's going to be on our show later on this month, too. He's going to be on our show later on. So, yeah, very excited to have him back on the show, too. And so let's talk a little bit about here. So where did the genesis of this idea come from?
It was the idea of we talk about the depth of Christ's love, but as humans, There comes a point where we give up on people, and I wanted to create a character who has already been, everybody's already given up on him. If they knew what he had done, people would want him, you know, punished. They wouldn't want redemption. They wouldn't want love offered to him. But it was to show that Christ reaches down into those places and says, you know, you're still worth, you're still precious to me. And it was the idea of taking somebody that we consider as worthless and showing that to Jesus, he's still priceless. mm-hmm. no matter what he's done. So, but it's kind of going against the grain, because even as believers, there's that moral center we have, and we know when things have gone too far. And usually, someone killing a child is just—it's like beyond our understanding. It's just this darkness that makes you uncomfortable and kind of sick. And it just seemed a very dark place to have a character and to show that message in a very compelling way.
I think I like how you said something, because too often we do have, okay, there's the threshold. We cannot have this happen. This is it. And I like how you're showing that, because even in my mind, as I'm reading John's story, I'm like, this man is a heinous person. Why are we having a story about him? Why do we even care his thoughts? He's killed how many children, But then as the story begins to unfold, you realize that if God from heaven can hear the torture cries of a serial killer, certainly he can hear the cries of you and I. And here's the thing, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Here's the thing. We're not that much different from John Doe. We're not that much different from him. And I like the play here, John Doe. I like the play of that. That was really clever, by the way, Nate. That's very clever. His name, John Doe. And he was like, no, his name's really John Doe.
Yeah. Unidentified or something. Yeah.
Yeah, his name is John Doe. That was pretty clever. For those of you listening in, we're talking to Nate Allen. He is the author of the book, Death is Not the End, Daddy, available on Amazon.com for free today. So go ahead, pick up your copy. And then we're going to go ahead, take a quick short break, and we'll be right back after these brief messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, we are talking to Nate Allen. He is the author of the book, Death is Not the End, Daddy, available on Amazon.com for free today. Or go ahead and pick up your copy wherever books are sold. And I was just noticing, Nate, that as I said that, I sounded so happy when I said that. Death is not the end, Daddy. This is unicorns and rainbows, But it really isn't the end. It really isn't the end. Yeah. And that was something that even Matthew realizes as he goes through these experiences. But I'm going too far. I don't want to give anything away really quickly. But one thing I said before the break is that any of us can be John Doe, because we often say, like we just said, there's that threshold, that moral compass, say, look, if you kill a kid, you're beyond redemption. But when you truly recognize that any of us can be the serial killer, any of us can be the monster, it really hones in about how great God's love actually is. But I don't want to say it from my own point of view, so go ahead and expand on that for me.
Well, what I'd say is, we look at kind of ourselves, a lot of people look at themselves as worthy of Christ's love, like we haven't done, what we've done hasn't been as bad as someone else. But the truth is none of us are worthy of God's love. It's only because of what Jesus did on the cross that we're worthy through him. So that's a free gift that's offered to everyone. And, that category does not just fall on us. It falls on even the most down and out, the most heinous. Kind of the idea I had a little bit was Ted Bundy, if you knew that there's a belief or that he had come to Christ by the end of his life. And many people are outraged at that possibility. And I can understand where they're coming from, but we don't understand God's love. Like, we look at God's love through our understanding. And our understanding is fickle, and it's not endless. There absolutely are limits, whether it's your family or whatever, where you've gone too far. And for God, he's like, I still want you. And that's really the why John is, I'd actually say John's probably the main character of the story.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes back and forth because John, you know, one thing you said, he's a non-entity in this story. Even though he's a serial killer, a lot of serial killers remain non-entities because people don't find out about them until something, you know, some very dedicated officer of law or somebody figures it out. You know, but most of the time they're not entities. And that was a unique way of looking at this story, the fact that he was a not entity, but he had did this heinous crime. And he describes it, and John is well aware that he does not deserve any type of reprieve because he's tortured as well. He's tortured as well. We'll talk about that in a second. He's tortured as well by these dark desires, these dark thoughts, and everything. He's tortured by them. He is well aware of that. And for God to look upon this man who has done something so horrible and said, you're still worth my light, it lets us know just how great love is. It lets us know that God's love is greater than anything we can possibly surpass. I remember, if you don't mind me saying this, Sunday, I remember I had a young lady on the show. She had been a former prostitute. And she talked about her life as a former prostitute. And I was just fascinated because she said, you have no idea what God has done for me, you know, what he brought her out of. And mind you, she was extremely eloquent, beautiful testimony. We didn't even get a chance to get to the nitty-gritty of her story. I probably couldn't hardly talk for just listening to her power and her voice. And she knows what God has brought her from. But someone may look at that and say, no, if you're that low, if you sell yourself, God can't even reach you. I remember she talked about a low point in her life when she was had all her money stolen and she was walking down the street in heels and a T-shirt and people were just looking at her so disdainfully. She said, I wanted to tell people I'm worth something. I'm here. She said that on the show. She said, I'm not this horrible person. I am a person, you know, and people treat her like she wasn't. So I understand why the Lord is calling you to this genre that many in the Christian world may say, we don't need to have these type of stories. And I've talked about this on the show before about having these different types of story because you just said not everyone wants to hear the syrupy stuff. And mind you, there is a place for it sometimes. You just want to have a happily ever after story. You just want something nice because that's what you want to read. But those of us who are looking for something deeper, I think that's why your stories appeal to them. So let's talk more about Death Is Not the End, Daddy, here. I want to read something here. I'm going to read a quick excerpt from here because I highlighted earlier while I was reading, and I thought it was quite profound. And then I'm going to have you talk about it, okay?
Okay.
This is an excerpt from our listeners out there from Death Is Not the End, Daddy. Grief is tumultuous. It's a sea with waves that keep tossing and thrashing. The only thing that keeps you from sinking is whatever piece is left from the already sunken ship, and you drift. Days become weeks. Weeks become months. Months become years. You stay in the present moment because the future is too big. All you have is that little piece of the ship. You cling on to it. If you let go, you drown. If you give in, you die. I have lived this, but there's something this metaphor on grief doesn't include, the holy hands that lift you back up to the surface even when you let go. And that's an excerpt from Death Is Not the End, Daddy, by Nate Allen, available for free today on Amazon.com, or pick up your copy wherever books are sold. Talk to me about why that is such an important concept to understand, because grief can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It can crush you. And then you said, but it doesn't take into account the holy hands that lift you up even when you let go. You have to talk about that because it goes in line with about people who we consider irredeemable.
Yeah, definitely. Like, a lot of it's my own experience. Like, after I lost my dad, you know, grief, like I've explained it before that, you know, we live in a world of just realism. And after you lose someone and after you go through grief, you're now like an abstract painting. Like, this is how you feel. Like, even though the world doesn't see you this way, you now feel like you have two eyes on the inside of your face. You know, you feel like almost deformed, or like you're no longer part of this world. Like, you're separated from it, even though you have to live in it. And it gets to a point where, you know, it gets so dark that you have those thoughts of suicide. You have those thoughts of, I'm not going to make it. But this is where the difference between an unbeliever and a believer comes in. It's that when you have Christ, you still have hope. You know, like even when you let go, you still have somebody who can lift you up. And that's really the difference between a believer and an unbeliever. Like there's really no other thing that qualifies us. It's just we made the decision that we see this dark world and we want light. We want some kind of hope in it. And I'm not saying I have it all figured out. I still deal with a lot of stuff, but at the end of the day, I know I still have my Savior who gives me hope in even the darkest days.
And that's the point I think you make here with death is not the end, Daddy. And it's a wonderful point here, even though it's told during some very dire circumstances. One thing about John Doe, too, is that John Doe is not just is influenced by something. And I think this is very important because spiritual warfare is quite real. And I've had several horror novelists on my show who sometimes the reason why they write horror is because they've experienced the darkness of spiritual warfare. So let's talk a little bit about that, because there is an aspect of spiritual warfare that's going on in Death Is Not the End, Daddy. Tell us some of your thoughts regarding that, particularly as it relates to John Doe and as it relates to Matthew Mills, because they're both under spiritual attack.
Well, John, if people are at all confused about who Teddy is this little bear that he's had since he was a kid, but it's possessed by a demon, and it has been kind of his master for all these years, and he's prisoner to it. Even if he wants to get away, there's no... He took it as a friend, as a child, and after some really bad things happened, and... You know, he invited it as a friend, and it's now become a master. And so he made a choice, or he made a decision, or it wasn't even really a decision he had made. Something had happened to him, which I don't really want to give away. But once you read it, you'll see that a lot of what happened to him came from kind of how he was brought up. And you know, it's not as simple as it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And there absolutely is... a lot of spiritual warfare on both sides, because Matthew is feeling this attack before anything even happens. He's feeling this unrest, this unease, and there's this fear surrounding his daughter. And
it gets really deep.
I go very dark. I mean,
yeah.
You know, and I'm aware that I go very dark. Like, even Peter had said that the synopsis for it had almost turned him away.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have told me that, but then they get into it and they find that there's so much, you know, there's so much more to it. Like, it starts in a very dark place, but once you start turning those lights on, it has this very powerful effect, and that's the point of it.
And it does have a powerful effect. My sister told me, she's like, wow, the book you're highlighting today. She was like, that sounds pretty creepy. And this is giving you massive writer props here, okay, Nate, because the synopsis is killer, okay? This synopsis, it freaks you out as soon as you read it. And it does that because you have effectively used very few words. You've captured our attention. You've made us terrified to pick up this book for the first thing, and then, but you're still compelled to do it, you know. So massive props to you just as a writer, because that blurb is killer. I mean, I read, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm just kind of like, oh, I remember feeling like, oh, what's this about? You know, and mind you, I'm huge about showcasing Christian authors who write horror. I'm huge about that. But this was like, ugh, you know.
Well, the biggest struggle was because it switches perspectives. I was like, how can I do that in the synopsis? And I think I was able to kind of nail it down just by showing John and then Matthew and, you know. Because I hate when a synopsis is for a book that isn't the one I'm going to read. Like I like the synopsis to give you an idea of what you're about to read instead of, well, it pulled me in, but that's not really what it was about at all. So I tried to stay very true to what the story was about. And Lord helped me come up with that. So
what we're going to do, Nate, we're going to go ahead and take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more just about your writing process, about your thoughts about writing dark fiction for the Christian audience. Because I think more of it's needed because in my eyes, I see us under spiritual attack on a global attack. I mean, we already have been for a long while. Don't misunderstand me. But it's more concentrated now because the church in general, not people, but in general is so lackadaisical about what we're doing. And so you see risings of spiritual attack in our world, you know, more suicides, more people going toward these occultic things like that. So I want you to talk about that on the other side of the break. And for those of you listening in, you can call in and weigh in at 646-668-8485 and then press 1 to be live on air. Or hit me on Twitter, Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff. With your questions and comments. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Write Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then authorshout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at AuthorShout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by AuthorShout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J., and her guest right here on The Write Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Write Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. I want to tell you that a new podcast is out there called Ask the Author with Russell Sherrard, and today he'll be talking to Precarious Yates. So make sure you stay tuned to Ask the Author podcast with Russell Sherrard. Make sure you stay tuned for that this week. Make sure you follow Russell online at Ask the Author podcast. I'm so excited to showcase Russell because he just started doing this podcast. He was a little nervous about it, but I told him, I said, you know what? Go for it. Go for it. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. So make sure you follow Russell Sherrard and his new podcast, Ask the Author. This week he's talking to Precarious Yates. And thank you again for joining us for the show. We are talking to my guest co-host and contributor today, Nate Allen. He is the author of the spine-tingling thriller, Death is Not the End, Daddy. It's available for free today on Amazon.com, or you can pick up a copy wherever books are sold. This book will have you on the edge of your seat. It's told very simply but very quickly. You're going to be halfway through the book before you realize that, oh my gosh, 5 minutes just passed, because this book reads very quickly. It deals with a very touchy subject, so I wouldn't recommend it for children under a certain age. They really have to be pretty mature to handle the content here, but there's a powerful message in this book of Death is Not the End, Daddy. But Nate, and you probably have some experience with this, because it is darker fiction, such as horror, thriller, spine-tingling, psychological mayhem, people may frown upon that because they say that's not Christian. But one thing you said earlier in the broadcast is that I want readers to expand their palette of what a Christian work is. Go ahead and tell us about why horror and darker fiction is a perfect vehicle for a Christian message.
I just think it's what a lot of us are actually, what we live. Like, maybe not to the extremes that we write about, but it's not all sunshine after you receive Christ. It's not easy. It's like I had said before, you just have hope now, but life is not easy after. And this is further supported by all the struggles going on in the Christian body today, is that I feel like you're not allowed to be naked, you know, emotionally naked with people, because when you are, it changes how they view you. And they look at you through this judgmental light. And there's so much of, you have to almost put on a face or put on a happy smile to be accepted in the body. And it's just not what's real. So my aim is to show very real struggles and how our very real God meets us where we're at in them. And not everybody likes that, but that's just my experience. And I think there's definitely an audience out there for that type of book. Just as there's an audience with, you know, just a cleaner, kind of happier story as well. But that's just what I feel called to write about.
And like I said, I think when you're called to write a certain way, you never know what's on the other side of obedience. And I like the fact that you said that we're not allowed to be naked. I had I had a very interesting bout with Christian elitism. And I didn't believe it existed until I saw it. And it was actually through this show. I had posted a show, you know, that I was doing in a Christian group. And let's just say what occurred was some of the strangest things I ever seen. The people were so judgmental, and they had never talked to the author. They had never reached out to the author. I even invited them to reach out to the author if you have concerns about what the author is writing, to just ask. You know, authors are very accessible nowadays. They love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
They love to hear from you. And I even told the author, say, hey, you may get some emails because some people were concerned about what you wrote, the subject matter about what you wrote. It was insane, Nate. It was absolutely insane. The first thing, would a Christian do this? And would a Christian do that?
Yeah.
Are you a Christian, Parker? I'm looking like, oh, my gosh. You know?
I think what people forget is the people Jesus was always rebuking were the Pharisees. And there is a very real spirit of, you know, that Pharisee mindset alive in a Christian body today, where it's like, I'm clean, you're dirty, I'm worthy, you're not. And by doing that, all we are doing is pushing people away from ever accepting the message because they feel that they're not worthy of it. So that is the most dangerous mindset in the Christian body today. And that judge, I can tell you now, I know Jesus isn't happy. Because he even says that in the Bible that they create sons of, you know, hell, essentially. They're like two times worse than them with their religious just kind of mindset. You know, because we're not about religion, we're about relationship, right? We're about cultivating a real relationship with Christ, not about following a rule book, but about having him in every aspect of our lives, because that's what a true relationship is, the highs and the lows.
Right. And mind you, I'm not saying that everything is carte blanche either. Like, you can just do whatever you want, and Lord's not going to punish you for that. We're not talking about that. You know, you know, it's no different than if something happened between you and your wife or you and your child, and your child does something, you love them. You will always love them, but they just can't do whatever they want. You know, like they come here, Dad, shut up and do what I say. First thing you know, you're like, where are you? There was a child here, and now he's gone. What happened to him? Oh, he fell on the floor. My hand accidentally went against his head or something like that, you know. Because, well, me growing up, I can, you know, when I grew up, you know, I guess we got beat with switches and belts and stuff like that. So, and it was for discipline, you know. It wasn't just to be mean or nothing. It was discipline.
Wow.
And so I couldn't even imagine some of the stuff that kids get away with nowadays, you know. There's a comedian, Nate. His name is Shula King. And he talked about the little girl swore at her mom or something. And he said one time all I did was go to his mom, you know, we smack your lips. And he said, my mother reached into my chest, pulled out my heart, and threw it in the collard greens and said, "I want you to die." You know, that's all she did. That was just a, because he did that.
Yeah,
so nowadays, kids cussing the parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we couldn't get away with it, but it's not that you don't love your child, but there are rules, and God has rules for our protection. You know,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Nate. What are you going to say?
Yeah, well, I mean, you say about protection, it's the same thing of like, you know, why we tell them do not touch the burner. It's because we know better that the burner will burn you. It's not,
mm-hmm.
we don't want you, you know. And that's what his rules are there for, is to protect us. But what I was more talking about is how people kind of, how they interpret the rules as gospel to them. And
mm-hmm.
then they turn around and, you know, skew that at people who are struggling. When really the most powerful tool would be compassion and trying to have an open mind just to like meet the person where they're at. Because even Jesus
mm-hmm.
met the people where they were at. He went and sat with the sinners to know their stories. To, you know, he wasn't above them. He didn't carry himself as if he was above them. He came to serve. And, that's the mindset of Christ.
And that's important, too, because in your book, Death is Not the End, you're dealing with a heinous person, a person who has killed 14
mm-hmm.
children for 26 years, who's being held
mm-hmm.
captive by a dark entity who has nothing but evil on his mind. And this is the one that God is reaching out to. And it really puts into perspective of just how great love is, how much God's love is. It's beyond our comprehension. Because we look and we see someone, we say they're irredeemable. And that's why I put in the show description before your blurb, I said, is there any heart too dark that God's power can't reach? And I want that to be an encouragement to those out there who may have a loved one. They feel like he is irredeemable. There's nothing you can do for him. He or she will never come to know Christ. They will never come to do this. And I remember hearing people, they just pray and pray and pray. And people say it took years, but the Lord reaches them because he doesn't give up even when we do. And that's why I particularly like that passage I read where he said, the holy hands lift us up when we let go, because he's the one watching us in our pain. And for those of you listening in, we're talking to Nate Allen, who is the author of the book, Death is Not the End, Daddy, which is a psychological thriller available for free today on Amazon.com, or go ahead and pick up a copy wherever books are sold. Now, you did something quite generous, Nate, by making this book for free. How long is it free for?
It's actually one that that I just made free because I gathered people read it.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about my like little trickles coming in, but
mm-hmm.
I noticed I get quite a few downloads, and a lot of my other books are, you know, on sale. But Death is Not the End, Daddy is one that it was more
mm-hmm.
about a message for me. And I suppose if it actually took off like wildfire, I would definitely put a price tag on it. But right now, it's just so people can have a quality story.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
And it does have a good quality to it. Your prose is quite lyrical in its very simplicity because it's a story of two men, each, and they're fighting for their lives in each way, you know. And I
mm-hmm.
like that. Now let's talk about, we haven't talked much about it because there's so much to this story. I know we can't touch on all of it, but we talk about the spiritual aspect. We talk about Teddy. And Teddy is a teddy bear possessed by this dark entity, this, you know, a demon. One thing, though, and I hope I'm not giving anything away, he says something very interesting. He said, there's power in the blood. That's what Teddy tells John. This is highly significant, and there's a reason why it's significant. I have an idea what it is, but I haven't finished reading it yet. So go ahead and tell us what that means for our readers who may be wondering, can I be redeemed through the blood of Christ? Because I have done horrific things. Can I be redeemed?
Well, what if you look at the devil, he's a copycat. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he sets everything up the way, like a lesser version of God. So the power
mm-hmm.
of the blood of Christ, he uses the power of blood in negative ways, but there absolutely is power in blood for curses and other things. So it's a life force, you know. That's what I'd always heard, that there's a real spiritual tie to it. And it's always been used. Like blood of Jesus is the most powerful thing in existence, but blood is also used in very terrible ways. And it does create power for evil if you want that. So yeah, that's what it was about. It's just about growing his power, how John could grow his power over him.
And for those of you listening, you may say, wow, this took a really dark turn. But that's the whole point. It did take a dark turn. This is not a light book. But once you read it, you realize there's so much going on in this book. That's why I encourage you to go ahead and get your copy of Death Is Not the End. And apparently it's still free. So if you hear the show 2 days from now, you can still get a copy for free. And make sure you let him know what you thought about via a review. It was funny because one of your reviewers made the comment, it's just a religious book. And I'm thinking to myself, am I on glue here or something? This is not just a religious book. You know, I said, obviously this person missed the point of the whole story. And that happens sometimes.
I've had people read it. And, like, Christians seem to love it. Like, and then people who don't want anything to do with religion, they get turned off by it, which is fine. I think you're doing something right if you turn people off, certain people off, just because not everybody's going to like it, not everybody's going to react to it. And I've always said in my writing that I would rather someone have a negative outlook or a very positive one than like a neutral. Like I want it to stay with you in some way once you're done reading, whether that be, man, that thing changed my life, or I'm curious at how that made me feel. I'm looking to create an effect much more. I used to say it was an experience. It's not a story, but an experience, and that's how it's written. It's written as you're following two men through pretty much one day and what happens in the course of that day.
Another thing, too, is that I remember that show Dexter. Dexter, you know, he's a serial killer. And he's out there supposedly using his instincts as serial killer to catch serial killers, you know. And it's funny how a lot of TV shows nowadays are trying to make good bad and bad good. They'll portray those of light and darkness, and those of darkness is light. And so here you have darkness being portrayed for what it is. It's dark. But the Lord sees past the darkness, and he sees the light, that the light is not gone, because, first of all, he is a source of light. And so that's why Death Is Not the End, Daddy is such a rich and intriguing read for those of you who want more to their fiction. You want something that's concrete, that's grounded in spiritual messages, that's also grounded in faith, but not in your typical way. This is a story that's not for the faint of heart, but it will keep with you long after you finish the last page. So make sure you pick up your copy of Death Is Not the End, Daddy by Nate Allen. It's available on Amazon.com. Make sure you pick it up and let him know what you thought about it by leaving a review. He would love to get your thoughts about his book. So make sure you leave a review and let him know what you thought about it. Now, what is next for you as your next projects come on board?
I just finished. There's actually probably... I finished a version, which was it follows this man who has, he literally can't hear the name of Jesus without locking up with anxiety and just his panic attack. And the only clue he has as to why is he starts to remember, he sees this image of the basement stairs and these shadows reaching up for him. And this happens on a day that his wife accepts Christ. So now he has to go out and try to salvage some kind of life, or lose them and lose his mind and everything in the process.
What's the name of it?
A Virgin.
A Virgin?
No, aversion. Like you have an aversion.
Oh, aversion. Oh, okay. Like,
yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
what kind
aversion.
Of?
Yeah, like, what does that have to do with anything? Yeah.
Like, wow, that's some weird stuff. I mean, I know you're in the dark and all, but it has to at least make a little sense. You know? No,
yeah,
but
like,
no problem.
Allergic to, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's available. And I did put a link of it on the show Blinker here so you guys can get a copy of it. But, you know, we're at the end of our show, Nate, and I want to thank you so much for being with me and for really expanding on it, you know, kicking off our Halloween shows with your dark story. And I'm sure people are going to be like, I don't know, Parker. I don't know if I want to read it. It seems pretty dark. But if you do, make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy. It's for free, so go ahead and pick it up because at least if you pick it up for free, at least you didn't, quote-unquote, spend some money on it, but you would have invested your time if you go ahead and pick up a copy of Nate's book, and he really wants to know what you thought about it. But, Nate, where can people find you online?
I'm on Amazon. I have a Facebook page, and I'm working on a website, which I would announce on my Facebook page. So just follow me on facebook.com/CloudSwell.
Nate, what is the final word you want to say to those authors out there who also have the draw to write dark fiction to show just how bright and glorious God's light is? How would you encourage that author out there to go ahead and pick up the pen and write stuff?
I'm definitely not a real example of success in this, but I believe that if God has given you an idea, that you should follow that more than where the market is trending or what is popular, because we don't know what's coming and we don't know what story will create, you know, a whole new movement. I say follow God and his leading over anything else, because I'm not the story of success for it, but I still believe that that's a very good way to look at this career, is that God has given you the ideas and he will lead you where you're supposed to go with them.
Nate, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being with us on the show today. Thank you for coming again and sharing your work with us, and we cannot wait to have you back and have you back real soon.
All right.
And for those of you listening in, we were talking today to Nate Allen. He is the author of the book, Death Is Not the End, Daddy, available for free on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold, even though I think this is just on Amazon. Let me tell you, Nate's book is going to thrill you, chill you, and also inspire and encourage you in a rather odd way, because Nate does not write like a lot of other people. He uses the dark to point directly to the light that is in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus alone. Those of you who may be feeling as if you are irredeemable, this book will let you know that no one is past God's power. No one is past redemption. No one at all. So I want you to make sure if you think that's you, read a copy of Death Is Not the End, Daddy. It's for free. Go ahead and download it today and be inspired as God leads you through a tale of two men. Thank you so much for joining for this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the Queen of Tuesday Nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at ParkerJCole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.